This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Acrid black smoke is billowing from the roof of the Move Row House after a state police helicopter dropped a concussion grenade or shape charge onto the structure.
This looks bad for Philadelphia. Brotherly love my foot.
Right on, baby.
This is not right. It's murder.
They deserve what they got. You can't live around people if you're going to be dirty and filthy and things like that.
I'm willing to stand up when I have a low and say that I'm a man and I made a decision and stick by it.
This is the Week in Philly, and it was 40 years ago this month that the Move bombing occurred. That's when the Philadelphia Police Department bombed a row home on Osage Avenue, trying to evict members of the organization Move. Led to a huge fire. 11 people were killed, including 5 children. Hundreds left homeless. It is, frankly, one of the most bizarre and infamous events in Philadelphia history, and we are going to have a special this coming week to mark the 40-year anniversary. Our own Sabrina Boyd Circa is producing this special, and she joins us now to talk about it. And Sabrina, tell us a little bit more about what happened back on May 13th, 1985.
Well, there's a lot that led up to it, Matt. So basically, Move was sort of a back-to-nature, revolutionary black organization whose way of life was, we'll say, bothering their neighbors. They left garbage outside. They had animals running around. They would shout at the neighbors over a loudspeaker using profanity. So the neighbors complained. The city had to respond. Police had clashed with Move before, but on May 13th, 1985, they evacuated the neighborhood.
I got a chance to get a view down Osage Street, and there were 3 children, age could have been 3-4 years old, dressed up to go to a Mother's Day function of some sort, and they're beautiful spring dresses, little girls, playing basketball in the middle of the street. Osage Street, where the Move house is, absolutely calm, no police presence whatsoever. And, you know, unless the Move people are listening to the radios, it's very possible they're not too sure what's going on out here on the perimeter.
Started by staking out the house using water hoses to try to get the people to come out. And when they didn't, they eventually dropped a bomb on the house, which resulted in a huge fire.
Police officers have started an offensive against the Move headquarters in West Philadelphia. KYW's Tony Hansen is on the scene with a live report. Tony.
Still, the siege is underway. The Philadelphia Fire Department began training its 2 huge water deluge guns on the Move house. They are pouring huge amounts of water onto the house within the last minute.
First responders were ordered to not put the fire out, to let it burn, to smoke them out.
As day turned to night, the fire at the Move house raged out of control. Thick black smoke billowed out of the structure, and the flames spread to adjoining structures.
It ended up burning down the whole block, as you said, killing 11 members of the Move organization who were still inside the house.
Some residents of this predominantly black neighborhood turned angry at the police. The angry residents say the police seemed unconcerned that the children of some Move members are in the building.
Just a horrible, horrible thing that happened, and a wound that still is still hurting here in Philly.
Now, you are producing this special and you are working with several KYW reporters for it. Tell us about kind of the approach you are taking to telling this story.
Yeah, so the story's been told a ton of times before, but we are kind of looking back to look forward. So Pat Loeb, who's our City Hall bureau chief and was actually there at the scene reporting that day, she's going to tell more about what happened and look at what we have or haven't learned from it all.
There were so many bad decisions, and they just seemed to snowball. Go back to May 12th. The plan, such as it was.
We got some city officials at the time, Wilson Good, who was the mayor.
I just can't imagine someone would say, let the fire burn.
Ed Rendell, who was the district attorney at the time and later became mayor.
It was the most incredibly stupid response by law enforcement that I could have ever imagined.
Kristen Johansson talked with former police officer James Berghire, who rescued the only child to survive from the house that day, Birdie Africa.
It disrupted a lot of people's lives. I carry guilt that those children died. Never in my wildest dreams would ever thought that something like that would happen.
Baba Renfro is the son of Gerald Renfro, who was the block captain at the time. And in the initial rebuild, he was involved in inspecting the rebuilt houses, which he says was a shoddy job to start.
What would you say bothered you the most about the city's decision to actually drop a bomb on that house in Osage Avenue?
It's almost like how I feel today about how city governments, the government in general, how they treat Black people, almost like we're throwaways, like it doesn't matter what we do.
And then Raquel Williams talks with Mike Africa Jr., who was part of the Move family, was not in the house at the time. He was 6 years old, though, at the time of the bombing. So now he is trying to get more recognition for the losses the neighborhood suffered that day.
These people were not terrorists. They didn't kill anyone. But at the same time, my family didn't do a great job at conveying a message and moving in alignment with the other revolutionary organizations that had walked the path that they were at that point on.
He's the legacy director for the Reclaim Osage Project, so they are trying to make May 13th a city holiday and get a memorial built at the site of the bombing. He recently bought the home, which has been properly rebuilt as part of this whole process.
You are young enough and also not from here, so I'm curious, what did you learn in the process of producing this where this wasn't kind of hardwired into your, you know, growing up and your historical knowledge?
Honestly, what I've learned is that there are still a lot of unanswered questions. No one was ever charged for the bombing. Police and the Move family and neighbors all gave very different accounts of what happened. So it's very fuzzy. And 40 years have passed, so people's memories now are even more fuzzy. I think a lot of people feel like they never really got closure and that we don't acknowledge this enough.
Thank you very much, Sabrina. KYW News Radio's Move special this Tuesday, May 13th, the 40th anniversary of the bombing. It's at 7 p.m. on 103.9 FM and kywnewsradio.com. We will have more of The Week in Philly right after this. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.